Hello. Saga was just 20 when he took his own life. He was a student at Durham University, a vibrant and positive young man who's recently diagnosed bipolar disorder, accelerated very quickly. Although he was under the care of doctors and on antipsychotic medicine, he slipped through the net in the most tragic way. His mum is Sangeeta. She's a doctor. She's now married to Simon, who's not Saga's father, but he is the man who came to love him like a son, as you can clearly hear in their conversation. Since Saga's death, Sangeeta has been working to highlight the issue of young suicides and the points in the system where their care fails them. For instance, doctors' confidentiality prevents parents being told if their offspring are posing a risk to themselves, but the Royal College of Psychiatrists has agreed that is counterproductive. We join Sangeeta and Simon as they talk about the wonderfulness of Saga.
I think this thing has really made me connect with, completely the raw humanity inside of me.
But isn't that interesting that it takes such a traumatic event for us to do that? I mean, I think it's the same for both of us.
Yeah.
And, so we both spent over 40 years not being human.
Really, when I look at my life before Saga died and I look at it and I think, I was just living the life that I was expected to live.
Exactly.
And now I live the life which is much more authentic. I am so much more true to myself in what I do, what I say. All our relationships now, mine and yours, I think, are just more meaningful. They just carry that something's a special thread through them. Especially the ones with Sagar's friends. They've been so amazing and, they've been, so deeply connected with us, and that's really helped me a lot. So much good has come out of it through all these people. His college friend ran half a marathon on the Hadrian's Wall the other day, and, somebody's doing the Ironman challenge. Some of his friends who are medical students have this special interest mental illness, and it's all good.
Well, when you look at it like that, do you remember we had a few issues which he said he was always going to solve? He always said, I will make your family accept me, and I'll get you two to live together.
Yeah.
And while we didn't expect this was the methodology, the result is that your family accept me now, and that we do live together.
Yeah, and when I look at my life now, it is just as he would have wanted it.
Exactly.
For me.
And he facilitated that.
Yeah. So that's why it's very difficult for me to think he's not here anymore. Because everything that he wanted for us is happening. So how can he not be here? Yeah, I'm very grateful to him because he brought a lot of light into my life and a lot of joy.
He did.
Life is, on the one hand, very fulfilled, with you and, my job that I love and all these lovely people in my life. I'm very happy with the way life is, but I miss him every second.
Sangeeta and Simon were recorded by Alice Williams at BBC Radio London.